Welcome back to the podcast. This week we discuss the importance of intergenerational friendships.
Also, we flip into a story on ASU gymnast Hallie Gregwire.
I'm Tyler Abrams.
And I'm Tate Daniels. And this is State Press Play.
Also this week, we explore a club on campus making an environmental impact.
But first...
Sundell Gymnastics had an outstanding third-place performance on February 2nd. One standout athlete among the team was freshman Hallie Gregwire. State Press sports reporter Lauren Nunez recently profiled Hallie Gregwire and is here to talk with us today about her contributions to the team. Thanks for coming on the podcast, Lauren.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, Lauren, so ASU Gymnastics recently placed third in what was a relatively successful tri meet on February 2nd. How did Hallie Gregwire's performance contribute to ASU's success overall?
So she competed on floor that night and she scored a 9.850, which is pretty consistent for her. She's been scoring that same score for all the, her meets before the Stanford one. So she kind of just stays with vault and floor, but on that specific meet, she just performed on floor and she contributed very well to the team on that day.
And she's also coming in as an incoming freshman, right?
Yes.
So obviously she's one of the younger members of the squad. It's very senior heavy this year. How is her drive and determination affected her first impressions with her team that's been filled with a lot of veterans?
So when she first came to ASU, she was super excited about how senior heavy the team actually was. And she really looked forward to being guided by all this. And so it never really was an intimidating thing for her because she actually came with just a lot of excitement to learn from all these experienced competitors. So the team all came to her very welcoming, not only just to Hallie, but to all the other freshmen, like getting to know one another as not only as teammates, but as friends over the summer. So she already created such a great bond with them before the season even started. So she has her place now. She's really comfortable with where she's at. And she has so much guidance from players like Anaya Smith, who is one of the seniors on the team. She's always helping her out by telling her to calm down and have fun because she's such a like head-driven person on the floor. She like always wants to work hard and really like within herself. So she always has to be reminded to just be calm and have fun. So she kind of takes that guidance from all the other seniors on the team.
Wow. And with such a strong class of senior gymnasts who are there to guide some of the younger freshmen along, how does Hallie feel that this atmosphere affects her growth as an athlete?
Well, because there's so much experience on the team, it really like gives her a lot of confidence that she can learn so much from the coaches to the players. She has all this advice coming to her about like how she can be better on the vault and floor, which is where she's competing this year, how she can just kind of like build her confidence and just know that she's a hard worker. She already feels confident she can have such these strong contributions to this team. She's so determined and just really passionate about the sport just from a very young age, seeing gymnastics as her escape from reality. She's really within herself on the floor and the vault. So she always, you know, makes sure that she goes to every competition prepared and ready and is filled with advice from all the other players.
And so with floor and vault being her best standout competitions in every meet, where do you see Hallie Gregwire going in her career as a gymnast here at ASU?
Well, she talked about how she really wants to be a leader. Because she's coming in a year where there's so much upperclassmen, she's now used to being someone who's listening to all these players and like taking their words to account. So she really wants to become a gymnast where when more freshmen come, she can guide them. So I think she's going to become a really strong leader because she is such a hardworking gymnast that she will gain all this experience and be able to pass that baton to somebody else when her time as a senior comes and she can just give a freshman a helping hand. So I think she's going to be a really strong captain, like leader for the team one day.
Well, it's great to hear that Sundell Gymnastics is having a great, successful season so far.
Yes.
So thanks for coming on the podcast, Lauren.
Thanks for having me.
That was State Press sports reporter Lauren Nunez. You can check out her work on statepress.com.
Intergenerational friendships challenge societal stereotypes and biases associated with age. Breaking down these barriers fosters a better understanding and appreciation for personality rather than preconceived ideas about their age group. We sat down with State Press Managing Editor Alyssa Horton to explain her newfound friendship. Thanks for coming on the podcast, Alyssa.
Thank you for having me.
So, What inspired you to write this story?
I have found myself falling into cross-generational or intergenerational friendships a lot. In high school, I worked for 2 years at an assisted living community, and that's kind of where it started. And when I started looking for a job in college, I knew I wanted to do something along the same track. It's fulfilling. I'm a waitress, but with people who I genuinely care about and who I genuinely enjoy being around. So now I'm working at Mirabella just off ASU, and the people that I have met in both of these places have such incredible lives and incredible stories, and anything I've done, they have done it already, and they are happy to give advice, and it's just been such a great experience to get to be around so many people of a different age group, and that's kind of what started this story for me.
Why do you think it's important to make connections with people of older generations?
One person who's really helped me understand why it's so important to make friends of an older generation is, his name's Bill. I'll talk about Bill a lot, I'm sure, today, but Bill and I became friends through a scholarship program I'm in. We initially decided we were going to be pen pals with people at Mirabella, and Bill chose me because he also has a background in journalism. Bill and I have really learned a lot from each other, and it's been a really incredible way to get a new perspective on my life. And everything I'm trying to accomplish right now, he's done it, and he's so certain I'm going to be okay in that. And you can hear it from your friends and people your age all day long, but ultimately, getting to hear from someone who's already done it and who's lived a life that was challenging and difficult and then worked out perfectly well is so incredible. And it's so reminding that we're going to get through whatever's going on. And even though we can tell our peers that all day, it's different when it's coming from a friend who's done it.
What are some stereotypes about older generations, and how would you say your experience differs from them?
I mean, some of the stereotypes are right. Some older people struggle to use their iPhone. That's a fact, and that's something that I talk about in my article. But I think the important thing to remember is we don't know until we're taught. And if we come from a place of compassion and love, we will have so much less anger about people not knowing things right away. Bill has really helped aid in teaching me that, because I love Taylor Swift. Everyone knows I love Taylor Swift. I talk about her all the time. And he took a women in film class at ASU. That's a partnership Mirabella does. People who live there can come take classes at ASU. And he took a women in film class, and he watched the Taylor Swift documentary. And right after, he sent me a long email, and he was like, I get it. Like, this is who she is in your life. This is, she teaches you things that I didn't have someone to teach me when I was young, in that kind of celebrity way. People want to learn. And I think if we all can just acknowledge that we all are trying to come from a place of wanting to learn and get better and understand, we'll have a lot more compassion and a lot less judgment about people who are living in a different time than when they grew up.
How would you say that friendships between ASU students and people in older generations can benefit both parties?
One of the things that I say, and it's kind of staunch and maybe a bit aggressive, is we're going to die one day, and we're going to get old, and we're going to get wrinkly, and the world's going to start to leave us behind. And I think the way to prevent that is going to be befriending younger people. And we have the chance to do that for other people right now. We have the chance to learn from them, like I've been talking about, but they have the chance to hold on to the future and to see everything they're leaving behind kind of playing out. So I think it's really just about understanding that, like, one day we're going to be in the same boat, and we're going to get old, and the judgments that we have right now, we're not going to want put on us. And I think it's important to remember that we can learn from them just as much as they want to learn from us.
Well, thank you, Alyssa.
Thank you so much.
That was State Press Managing Editor Alyssa Horton. You can check out her story this upcoming Monday at statepress.com.
Carbon emissions, natural disaster, climate change. These are topics on the minds of scientists and politicians across our planet. With issues as large as these, it can seem impossible for a single person, especially a college student, to make any meaningful change. But today, I'm sitting down with State Press community reporter Senna James to learn about a club on our campus proving just how much an ASU student can do to protect the environment. Senna, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Can you tell me a little bit more about this organization?
Yeah, of course. So the Environmental Advocacy, Restoration, and Technology for Humanity Club, also referred to as Earth Club, does a lot with teaching students how about sustainability and climate change. And they do a lot of workshops and collaborations with other organizations at ASU.
What kind of workshops and what kind of collaborations?
So some of the workshops they have is teaching people how to crochet with plastic bags. which I thought was very fascinating. And they also taught people how to, not really taught, but they painted on tote bags to promote not using plastic bags and reusable bags instead. They also made body scrubs out of coconut oil, brown sugar, and taught people how to make candles without actually going out to buy them.
That's super interesting. So they're kind of showing that these small actions that you and I can perform make huge impacts on the environment?
Yeah, definitely. It's just about learning what you can do little by little to sustain.
How can a listener get involved? How can they help sustainability?
Well, first of all, a lot of ASU students can attend these meetings and learn from their presentations and their workshops, which is on Wednesdays at West Valley Campus. And they can also learn how to recycle, learn how to reuse things that might be harmful for the planet.
And if I want to learn more about this club in particular, where can I find them?
Well, you can find it on my article, but if you look up Sun Devil Sync and the name of the club, you'll find all the information down there.
Again, thank you so much for coming on the podcast, Senna.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
That was State Press community reporter Senna James. If you want to learn more about Earth Club, you can read Senna's story on statepress.com or find more about them on Sun Devil Sync.
And that's all for this week's State Press Play. I'm Tyler Abrams.
And I'm Tate Daniels. State Press Play is produced by our podcast desk editor, Gabriella Fernbaugh. Our original music is by Ellie Willard and Jake LaRue.
Special thanks to our managing team, Alexis Heichman and Morgan Cabasco.
You can check out all these stories and more on statepress.com. See you next week, Devils.